With hospitality now reopening in London, you may be in the unfortunate position of having already cancelled your face-to-face trade tasting, or worse still, in limbo about whether or not to go ahead. If you're struggling to safely recreate your trade tasting online, I'd love to see if I can help. My evergreen online trade tasting service lets countries, regions, and producers reach the trade at a time and place of their choosing. Applying the experience of recording tastings with more than 160 producers, I will ensure that the stories and production details are heard by your target audience in an engaging way without the friction of an in-person tasting. Safely meet and exceed the objectives of your scheduled trade tasting with an online product that delivers more. Write to me, Interpreting Wine founder Lawrence Francis, at hello@interpretingwine.com to learn more. Today's episode of the podcast features Marcos Eguren, winemaker at Sierra Cantabria. We hear from him the multi-generational origin story of Sierra Cantabria, before tasting two of their premium wines, first El Puntido, 2016, followed by La Nieta, 2017, at which point Marcos looks ahead for the winery and for the region. It's also worth pointing out that translation duties were expertly handled by Vinca Denitza of Sierra Cantabria, and it's her voice you'll hear overlaying with Marcos's. Enjoy!
La familia Eguren somos una familia de viticultores.
So the Eguren family is a family of grape growers from San Vicente de la Son Sierra, and I'm fourth generation. Our life has always been focused on viticulture.
Nuestra manera de entender el mundo.
So the way we've always understood wine is that we make wine in the vineyard. We have strong family traditions, and we produced wine in the traditional way, which was carbonic maceration. We continue to do it this way, and we add, of course, new modern ways of production.
Y nosotros seguimos manteniendo una parte de ese sistema.
So as grape growers, we maintain philosophy looking at the environment of the soil, particularly the soils, the plants that make up the vineyard. And we want to make wines that are emotional, and that starts in the vineyard. We've always been focused on viticulture and producing wines and having organic, biodynamic, and natural viticulture.
Para esto, hacemos una viticultura ecológica, biodinámica.
So our focus has always been on balance and on finding life in the vineyard. Two things that we focus on, of course, life from the agriculture and from the land and production as well. We do not do any synthetic fertilizers or any synthetic products on our vineyards. And we are a little bit different in that we make wines from single vineyards, not blends.
Pero que expresan el equilibrio puro de la.
To summarize, these are the characteristics that make us different. First of all, we're a family winery of grape growers, family-owned winery of grape growers. We were born in this land, and so we're from this land. The second thing is that viticulture is very important to us, and we are respectful of the land, so we practice organic, biodynamic viticulture to achieve life in the vineyard as well as balance. And third of all, our wines are made from parcels or plots, that we believe that great wine is made in the vineyard and that expresses its origins, so not blends.
Segundo, una viticultura respetuosa, orgánico, biodinámica. Para buscar vida y equilibrio.
So the beginning of our winery here in Rioja, we have four wineries that we always depend on the vineyard. The oldest of which is Sierra Cantabria. Our first harvest was in 1956, which resulted then in Viñedos Sierra Cantabria, where we make all our single vineyard wines. Our first harvest there was in 1986.
Nuestra familia hoy en Rioja
Today in this winery, we continue making wines such as El Bosque, Amancio, or even single vineyard wines like Organza. The last two wines, of which are premium wines, are Sierra Cantabria Mágico and Sierra Cantabria CVC.
Su primera cosecha fue en 1957.
The second smallest winery here in Rioja is Señoría de San Vicente, with a very firm and strong philosophy. It is one vineyard, one winery, and one varietal, making one wine. So Señoría de San Vicente is the winery, La Canoca is the vineyard, and San Vicente is the wine.
Todos los vinos parcelarios. Y la primera cosecha fue del... Sierra Cantabria, colección privada.
Lastly, where we find ourselves now is Viñedo de Páganos, where we make now four wines, Calados de Puntido, Puntido, Puntido Gran Reserva, and La Nieta. The three first from El Puntido Vineyard, and the last one from La Nieta Vineyard.
Brilliant. I mean, I've asked you to do something very difficult there, which is essentially condense 150 years worth of information and history into a few short minutes. So now you really set us up perfectly for us to taste. And on the table here in front of us, we see two bottles. We've got a bottle of El Puntido, which I believe we're going to taste first. And then we've got a bottle of La Nieta. So we've got some of the backstory. And now you're going to take us inside the glass and tell us, yeah, how do these wines and how does all of that history, you know, show up in something that we've got now in the market?
Bueno, voy a contar lo que es El Puntido, ¿no? Bueno, Puntido.
So we'll start with what is El Puntido. El Puntido is a wine that's coming from a single vineyard with the same name, El Puntido. It is a vineyard with 25 hectares of vines, 100% Tempranillo, and it's Tempranillo from our selection, our family selection, which is perfectly balanced and has a production of around 25 to 35 hectoliters per hectare. It's quite low considering that the denomination of origin or the control board of Rioja allows 45 hectoliters per hectare.
Y con una producción, que ronda entre los 25 y 35 hectolitros por hectárea. Es muy bajo, ten en cuenta que la denominación de origen...
So this is a vineyard that has about 70 to 80 centimeters of organic matter, and then it has a subsoil of calcareous clay and sandy soil. So there is a bit of a tier or division between rock and soil, and then in the cracks is where the vines grow.
Composición arcillo-calcárea y el subsuelo es una roca arenisca caliza. Es en el estrato entre...
It's very important where the vine's roots grow and where they take root. It will give the plants a slight stress, but not a full stress or any defects. On top, all the micro and macro elements and minerals are layered between soil, giving a balance of nutrients and a perfect for the vine.
Es muy importante esta posición de las raíces porque van a mantener a la planta siempre...
El Puntido distinguishes itself from our wines because of its aromas, very intense aromas that have a more mineral character, very deep aromas with lots of red fruit, cherry, strawberry, cranberry, perfectly assembled or blended with light notes of spice, complexity of toasted aromas and minerals.
In terms of the actual flavor profiles and the aroma profiles that you've described there, I don't have masses to add, but I think it's really interesting to me that, you know, this still, it retains a sort of a vibrancy. It retains a character that's not heavy. It feels like actually all that you've described and all that you've seen out there in the vineyards is really coming through here. You know, because there's life in the vineyards. There's a real energy in the vineyards. And this is a wine that, yeah, captures all of that, captures the place and is a well-rounded and a delicious wine. So I'm loving this.
La nieta, un pequeño viñedo de una.
La nieta. So that La Nieta is coming from a very small vineyard. In fact, it's 1.80 hectares, and it is totally protected from the north with very little soil or organic matter. The plants are growing directly on the rock or in the rock, and it always gives us wines with very nice freshness, elegance, and subtlety, which is very important for us.
Elegancia y una frescura realmente muy importante.
In La Nieta, we'll find very nice floral, subtle aromas of red fruit, blackberry, cherry, and we'll always get a really nice finesse and delicacy that surprises.
Y negras, moras, cerezas. Pero siempre con una.
And when drinking La Nieta, we'll have a wine that really coats the mouth. Its freshness and elegance is very fluid, and it develops in different layers and different patterns of different fruits, showing little by little.
I totally love that wine. I think it's so cool. I mean, everything you said there around the setup, how the roots are actually, you know, not able to really get so deep, and they're getting so much of the nutrition from the rock. But, you know, 75-year-old vines, this has just got so much freshness about it. You know, it just is so accessible. It's just, you know, again, you know, what I'm seeing here, and I think, you know, probably goes across the two wines, is that, you know, people, they think that they know Rioja. They think that they know exactly what they're going to find when they get a bottle or get a glass. But, you know, there's a lot more complexity here. You know, that there really are different examples that are not trying to be like the classic or the Reserva, Gran Reserva. There are wines that are, you know, like the two that we've had here that are just, you know, really just trying to show off where they are and bring that and transmit that out into the world. And I think that kind of leads us really to kind of one final question. And yeah, it's where I ask people to be a little bit speculative and kind of look ahead, really. And yeah, maybe, you know, make some links between this style of wine and the styles that people, I guess, are used to. And you know, how do you sort of see the future developing, you know, in terms of, yeah, Riojan wines and yeah, maybe a little bit of climate change and adaptation, a big question. But yeah, just really in short, to look ahead for Rioja and for your production and for your vineyards here.
Nuestra familia afronta el presente con.
So our family, we look at the present and we see the present with a great enthusiasm because our consumers really enjoy our wines.
Nos avala.
They like our wines and they support us quite a bit.
Nuestros vinos cada día gustan más.
And despite all of this, of course, the future is uncertain because of political matters mainly.
Más incierto.
Brexit, tariffs, it's all very uncertain. But we believe that when there are great wines, there will always be great markets.
Pero yo creo que los grandes vinos siempre van a estar en los grandes mercados.
Thank you so much, Marcos. An absolute pleasure to meet you and to taste the wines with you. A huge thank you to Vinca, as I mentioned before, for handling all the translation duties. Please do see below for the Sierra Cantabria website in English. The wines of Sierra Cantabria are available in the UK with Notary & Co. And if you'd like to learn more, I've left their details below. And if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe over at interpretingwine.com/listen so that you're alerted when all future episodes go live. And of course, I would love to have you following along with me on social media, where I'm at Interpreting Wine on Instagram and Facebook, at Wine Podcast on Twitter, and email hello@interpretingwine.com. See you next time.